Hi, and welcome to the Win-Win Podcast. I am your host, Shauna Simawong. Join us as we dive into changing trends in the workplace and how to navigate them successfully. Research from G2 found that sales enablement influences sales. 76% of businesses report a rise in revenue of 6 to 20%. So how can you drive business impact through sales enablement? Here to discuss this topic is Doa Butler, the Global Sales Enablement and Process Manager, and TD Haynes, the Program Manager of Sales Enablement Strategy at Stripe. Thank you for joining us. I would love for you to tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and your role. Doa, if we could start with you.
Thank you. We're very happy to be here. I worked in sales for many years and found my real passion in sales enablement. I generally enjoy helping other humans. In my role, I get to help sellers become more efficient and effective in their roles. As you mentioned, I'm currently working at Stripe as the Global Processes Manager within the Sales Enablement team.
Wonderful. We're excited to have you here. And TD, how about you?
Yeah, thanks for having us. My career's kind of gone through a lot of different industries, from like in education and consulting and sales enablement. But if there's a steel thread that kind of runs through them all, it's just helping others make a measured impact. And like you said, currently the program manager for sales enablement strategy, our team has a focus on like the data, the tech, change management, and kind of like processes. So it's like the learning logistics.
I love that. Well, I'm excited to have both of you here on the podcast today. To start us off, tell us a little bit about your enablement strategy. What are some of your top focus areas for enablement, and how do these align to key business priorities? TD, if I can pass this question to you, I'd love to hear your perspective on this.
Sure. So I think in the, you know, for like a right now, we're really focused on how do we set up enablement to be adaptable, actionable, simple, and really like measure what matters, right? So regardless of how, you know, the business priorities shift or what they are, we're able to align in a clear, tactical, documented way. But, you know, like sellers have a lot that's going on, right? Their time is very valuable and like requested by a lot of different priorities. So really, like our focus is just the time that we do get from sellers, you know, whether it's on content or training, how do we maximize that time? Really want to make it count. And that really just requires a process of, you know, frequent prioritization.
Absolutely. And, you know, TD, on LinkedIn, you share that the true value of enablement comes from being able to answer the question, how do we know? So Tell us more about this. How does this influence how you shape your enablement strategy?
Yeah. So the how do we know question really stems from taking the human-centered approach. So, you know, there's lots of different phases of enablement design. So if you look like the six D's of Breakthrough Learning, which is a great book. There's different D moments throughout designing enablement. But like the how do we know unlocks kind of in each of those phases, right? So if someone were to say, we need to do training on discovery, the how do we know question expands into like, well, how do we know we need to do training on discovery? How do we know what the challenges are? How do we know what the gaps are? How do we know when we get it right? So it really just kind of like unlocks those different pieces, makes it so that it's something that we can make a fully measured impact with.
I love that. So taking a couple steps back, I'd love to understand the evolution of your enablement strategy. Prior to HighSpot, what were some of the problems that were facing your business, Doa?
In earlier stages of a company, sales content is mostly created by sellers and it tends to live in many different locations. Decentralized content creation creates risks around inconsistent messaging and brand adherence. Lack of a centralized platform to store and organize sales content results in inefficiencies and difficulties in finding the right resources to support the selling efforts. And in general, companies lack insights around content usage internally. And to TD's question, we don't know if the content we have works.
Yeah, that's always a challenge, especially in early stage organizations. And I love that you guys have matured quite a bit at Stripe. Since implementing HighSpot, how have you overcome some of these challenges?
I guess the first step for getting to an organized state with your content strategy is centralizing it in one location. When you centralize content, it becomes easier to do a content gap analysis. It highlights what you have, what's the state of your existing content, and where the gaps are. It also makes it easier for sellers to find content, so they don't need to go on a scavenger hunt each time they need to prep for a user conversation. It allows them to spend more time selling rather than looking for content or building it themselves. Implementing a platform such as HighSpot makes it easy and systematic to manage the content you have. HighSpot gives you strong analytics on how content is used, so you can make data-driven decisions to improve your content strategy. You can, at the click of a button, see which content gets used. It is, in my opinion, quite shocking to see how much of it doesn't get used. And if nothing else, by optimizing your content creation to assets that actually get used, you save many hours for your publisher teams. HighSpot makes content governance easy as well. It is very easy to set governance rules around content freshness and review cycles. As you can imagine, especially in high growth environments where change is a constant, having a platform that makes content management systematic ensures that sellers have the right content and messaging each and every time. Last but not least, HighSpot's machine learning supported search function not only reduces time spent looking for content, but also enables us to see what those search terms are so we can focus our efforts in creating the right collateral for them. I'd like to also mention that we utilize HighSpot's services team for ongoing support and governance. The team's support has been invaluable for our success. Over the past 2 years, they became an extension of our team, and they keep us honest by constantly keeping us informed on new features, suggesting tactics to improve our platform utilization. The team also provides further benchmark data so we can measure our platform utilization against other platform users and improve on an ongoing basis.
I love that. And I think you hit on quite a few key points, but absolutely around seller productivity and really making sure that they have as much time as possible to focus on selling. Now, you have both garnered a 78% adoption rate of HighSpot across your company, which is fantastic. What are your best practices for driving adoption of the platform and your enablement programs? Doa, if I could pass this back to you, I'd love to hear from you first, and then TD, I'd like your perspective as well.
Sure. So we have 78% of the entire population that has access to the platform, but our seller adoption just hit 98% last month.
Even better.
The remaining 2% are the people on leave, hopefully. Otherwise, I'll be chasing them down. I think any company looking to increase adoption would want to leverage a few tactics. Firstly, you want to ensure that your content repository is the single source of truth for sales content, so they know where they need to go. Another tactic that we found helpful is ensuring that all communication land on HighSpot. The consistency we find over time teaches everyone that this is the place to go and look for content. And if it doesn't exist in HighSpot, it doesn't exist. Lastly, we utilize spot policies. So each asset is tagged with at least one list item. Each asset has an assigned feedback owner and an expiry date. This ensures that our content is fresh and accurate at all times. Sales teams can trust that the content they find eventually is reliable and it's good to present to a potential customer. It builds trust so they keep on coming back.
Yeah, and just to add to those, if you really want to help people make an impact, then you really got to measure it. I know we've talked about that already, but taking those measurements that you're tracking, because you're trying to make that measured impact, and putting them in the things that you care about, like your OKRs or your KPIs, however you're reporting up your enablement efforts, right? Like your monthly or quarterly business reviews, your high spot metrics should be there as well, right? And so that creates like this kind of like top-down accountability that high spot is something that we care about and the usage of, right? So you get this alignment from the team and the whole organization that we care about this investment. And also making the platform easy and reliable is important. And DOA has a great governance policy in place, you know, along with the HighSpot tools. You want to make sure that time spent searching is time spent not selling. So you want to make sure that search is reliable, gets the best experience it can be. So that means taking a proactive approach to getting unused content or outdated content out of the system. Because we want it to be organized, not like your kitchen junk drawer where you just kind of throw everything in. Like, you want it to be like, I open the drawer, I know exactly what I can grab.
Absolutely. And you guys have done a fantastic job at that. I mean, we talked about your overall adoption scores, but you guys also have 68% well-governed content, 63% play adoption, and 90% content efficiency. So to that point about making content more findable for your reps, you guys are doing a stellar job at that. I'd love, though, TD, to that point, and DOA, to understand, how has your approach to HighSpot helped you influence key business results as well? DOA, if I could send this one to you, that'd be great.
Sure. You talked about play adoption. I just love sales plays. Firstly, because I find them very easy to build. And you know what they say, presentation is everything. When something is neat, easily digestible, adoption follows organically. Another reason why I love sales plays is because they come with an out-of-the-box analytics section. With a click of a button, I can see how much of our audience we reached, which sections they engage with, and where we can improve. When it comes to governance, I mentioned the importance of utilizing spot policies earlier. We make it mandatory to tag each asset in at least one list, and there's a feedback owner and expiry date. We also utilize global lists to ensure assets are tagged consistently. I highly recommend having your sales process stages, products and services, region segments, markets standardized by these global lists. This again creates consistency and allows you to reorganize content in the system when you have to. Recently, for example, I created sales plays for each of our sales process stages, and it was very easy for me to map the assets for each stage because I had the content already tagged in the system. Ensuring each asset has a feedback owner who is responsible for implementing the feedback received from sales teams, reviewing the content when expiry dates are reached, just brings clarity to roles and responsibilities and makes it easy to scale content management. The longest expiry date we allow currently is 1 year, so we ensure that each asset is reviewed at least once a year.
I love those, and those are fantastic best practices for our audience. Going back to the how do we know question we talked about earlier, how do you leverage HighSpot to help answer this question and surface data on what good looks like? TD, I'd love to hear from you.
Yeah. Gosh, we really appreciate like the data and the insights that HighSpot serves up, like views and content usage. We leverage like Doa was talking about the expiry dates. There's a lot there that we leverage. It really helps us put together, you know, the picture of what a seller is doing right throughout the system and like kind of understand how their journey with the content is unraveling. You know, when you have data like that, you can really start to evaluate the pieces and that really have a high potential impact on outcomes. And Seth Godin has this great line that says, people like us do things like this, which is really about making that tribal connection for like marketing. But we use it in a way to almost do like A-B testing, right? So you can see people who are highly engaged versus the people who are not highly engaged yet. And so then we can start to say like, well, this group that's highly engaged, what are their outcomes? And this group that's not highly engaged yet, what are their outcomes? And kind of draw those correlations there. And then we can also flip it too, right? Like these are our high performers and these are the ones who are still emerging with their performance. We can look at what's their usage of high spot and start to do those kind of, you know, people like this do things like that, right? And it really like makes it where we can draw those correlations and start looking at what are those high yielding behaviors of our top sellers. And then, you know, just using that mix of content performance and the business outcomes, you know, you can really categorize and prioritize actions to improve your content. You know, maybe you have something that people who use it perform really well. And so that's something you need to promote. Let's get more people using this content. Or maybe it needs to be redesigned or reevaluated. You know, it's just like that kind of insight and action that you can get from the data that HighSpot provides is extremely valuable.
I love that. And on that point, as you gather new insights or even as business priorities change, what are your best practices for continuously evolving and optimizing your enablement strategy? So I'd love to hear from you on this point.
We operate in a fast growth and constant change environment. Continuous evaluation and optimization are at the core of our enablement strategy. Firstly, we maintain an open feedback loop with our stakeholders. Enablement Council or regional committees can be helpful forums in collecting qualitative feedback and input for changing priorities. By actively listening to feedback, we can gather valuable insights that shape our enablement strategy and initiatives. We also leverage data and analytics from tools like HighSpot to monitor the effectiveness of our enablement programs. TD gave many examples for that. By analyzing usage data, content performance, and key performance indicators, we can identify areas of improvement and make data-driven decisions on how to optimize our enablement resources and training programs. Furthermore, we actively stay informed about industry trends and best practices in sales enablement. This involves attending conferences, participating in webinars, podcasts, and networking with other enablement professionals. We find by staying connected to the broader enablement community, we can ensure that our strategies and approaches are always up to date and aligned with the emerging trends and innovations.
I love that. Last question for each of you. Why is enablement mission critical for businesses today?
Enablement is mission critical for businesses because it is the connective tissue between your overall goals and how they embody in real life. We talk about the behaviors we want to observe in sellers. So enablement ensures that sales teams have the knowledge, skills, and resources they need to effectively engage with your prospects, close deals, and drive revenue growth.
The world is just so fast today, right? And I think businesses are experiencing that where it's just things are moving quick and time is a commodity, right? And change happens quickly, right? So enablement becomes a really important piece of change management. And I think, you know, traditionally more associated with like developing understanding and developing skills, but also, you know, when you think about the reinforce function that needs to happen with change management, you're not going to have people sit in a training or read a doc and get it, you know, the first time, especially with the amount of change the world is going through right now. So enablement's a big part of that reinforce function as well, because it does align, like Doa said, to the behavior changes and support we want to provide.
Absolutely. I love that. Time is a commodity. I might have to steal that from you, TD. Well, thank you both for joining us on this podcast. This has been fantastic and I've enjoyed the conversation. So thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
To our audience, thank you for listening to this episode of the Win-Win Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time for more insights on how you can maximize enablement success with HighSpot.